But first, Valentine's Day is creeping closer. A big day to remember or celebrate abiding love or seal the deal on a new one with a diamond engagement ring. And now for the wet blanket, diamond debt. You know, the whole 2 months salary for an engagement ring calculus. Well, it's tradition, right? Not really. Diamonds were not associated with romance until the De Beers Diamond Company began marketing them for engagement rings in the 1930s. And its Diamonds Are Forever campaign remains one of the most successful of the 20th century. So still, fiancés-to-be march into jewelry shops and retailers have plenty of financing available for those who don't have the money up front. Jerry Detweiler is director of consumer education for Credit.com. She recently wrote a blog post about the common credit traps diamond buyers fall into. Jerry, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you, Virginia.
So when it comes to engagement rings, what are people spending these days?
Well, I first have to just paint the picture of overall Valentine's Day spending. This is a big day. An estimated 6 million people will pop the question on Valentine's Day this year.
Whoa.
And we will spend over, get this, $18.6 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars on Valentine's Day gifts, which can include jewelry. So this is a big day for retailers. Now, on the engagement ring front, the average couple, this was a survey in 2011, the average couple spent $5,200, and 12% of couples spent more than $8,000. So this is a big investment for many couples.
Well, and your post compares four major national jewelers and the rates that they offer for those who need to finance those big purchases. Does this kind of financing abide by any standards, or is it each to his own?
Yeah, so if you haven't saved up enough money to buy that ring, you may be tempted to take advantage of buy now, pay later financing, and most of the jewelers will offer you this. The offers are very typically similar because a lot of them are routed through the same financing companies. What they'll do is they'll usually offer you 0% for 6 to 12 months. Sounds good, 0%, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
There's two traps in these offers. One is that if you make a single payment late, or if you can't pay it off by the end of the introductory period, you will be charged interest retroactively to the date of purchase. And the interest rates range from about 23% to as high as almost 29%. So think about taking a ring that's already expensive and adding another 23 to 29% to it.
Now, how does that compare to other kinds of financing for cars or furnitures or other no money down items?
Yeah, well, many of the financing deals that offer no money down are fairly similar in that kind of trap. But if you have a low interest rate credit card, unless you got it a few years ago and you got stuck before the Credit Card Act went into effect and offered some consumer protections, you're probably paying about 15% on average for your credit card balance. So this is a pretty expensive way to finance if you can't pay it off in full by the time the introductory rate expires.
These days, engagement ring debt is not likely to be the only debt that young people are carrying. In this economic climate, especially, the cost of wedding comes to mind. Now, does it even make sense for a young couple to save up 2 months of salary to pay for an engagement ring?
I think couples really need to have a conversation about what's most important to them. And remember, some people who are getting engaged may be going into a second or third marriage, so they may be older, they may have children or even parents, elderly parents that they're caring for. There's a lot of financial pressures on them. So, you know, the ring is just the first part. After the ring comes the wedding. The average wedding runs about $23,000. Then you may want to buy a home or reach other financial goals. So the ring is the first step, the first place you have that conversation about what's most important to you as a couple and where you want to spend your money.
So if you were going to buy an engagement ring tomorrow or before Valentine's Day, where would you go? Head out to one of the big stores or somewhere else?
Well, one of the things I learned from TheKnot.com was that it's a great idea to shop online first. Compare prices there. I love local jewelers. I love supporting local businesses. But you can get an idea of what you're looking for that way. The other way you can save a lot of money is to buy a little shy. So if you want a 1-carat diamond, buy a 0.90-carat diamond. You can save $1,000 that way. And you often can save money by buying the stone separately from the setting. So one strategy would be to pick out the setting and then look for the loose diamond separately. That's often a great way to not only ensure quality, but to save money as well.
Jerry Detweiler, Director of Consumer Education for Credit.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Jerry recently wrote a blog post titled The Crazy World of Engagement Ring Financing for Credit.com. You'll find a link to that and more on our website at nhpr.org.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate to tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever.
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme.